terribly puzzled that they haven't been able to find anything similar to what you've discovered. With a shrug, Molina replied, Mercury may be a small planet, Elliot, but it's still a planet. A whole world. Its surface area must be similar to the continent of Eurasia back on Earth. How thoroughly do you think a handful of scientists could explore all of Eurasia, from the coast of Portugal to the China Sea? In a few weeks, no less. Yet you found your rocks the first day you set foot on Mercury. So I did. I was lucky. Suddenly Molina came up with a new thought. Perhaps, in your terms, God guided me to those rocks. Danvers rocked back in his chair. Don't make a joke of God. That's blasphemy. I didn't mean to offend you, Elliot, Molina said softly. I was simply trying to put my good fortune in terms you'd understand. You should try praying instead, said Danvers. As far as your fellow scientists are concerned, they don't believe in your luck or God's grace. Torch ship Brudnoy. I want it clearly understood, McFerguson said in his gravelly Highland brogue, that this is strictly an informal meeting. Informal, Molina repeated silently, like a coroner's inquest or a session of the Spanish Inquisition. The Scottish physicist sat at the head of the table, Molina at its foot. Along the table were ranked the other scientists that the IAA had sent, together with Bishop Danvers, who sat at Molina's right. They were using the captain's conference room. It felt crowded, tight, and stuffy. Too many people for a compartment this size, Molina thought. Although the ship's computer is taking a verbatim record of what we say, McFerguson went on, no report of this meeting will be sent back to IAA headquarters until each person here has had a chance to read the record and add any comments he or she wishes to make. Is that clear? Heads nodded up and down the table. McFerguson hesitated a moment, then plunged in. Now then, our major problem is that we have been unable to find any specimens bearing biomarkers. Except for the ones I found, Molina added. Indeed. How do you account for that? Asked the woman on Molina's left. He shrugged elaborately. How do you account for the fact that during some war back in the 20th century, the first cannon shell fired into the city of Leningrad killed the zoo's only elephant? Everyone chuckled, except McFerguson. We have been scouring the planet for some 6 weeks now. 6 weeks for a whole planet, Molina countered. Do you really believe you've covered everything? No, of course not. But you found your specimens on your first day, didn't you? Feeling anger simmering inside him, Molina said, You forgot that I came here because of a tip from one of the construction workers. I didn't just blindly stumble onto those rocks. A tip from whom? Asked one of the younger men. I don't know. It was an anonymous message. I've questioned the workers down there on the surface, and none of them admits to sending me the message. An anonymous tip that no one admits to sending, grumbled McFerguson. It strains credulity a bit, doesn't it? The woman on Molina's left, young, slightly plump, very intense, asked, Why you? Why me what? Why did he, or she, send that message to you? You're not a major figure in planetary studies. Why not to Professor McFerguson? She gestured toward the older man. Or the head of the IAA? Yes, picked up one of the others. Why wasn't the message sent to the head of the astrobiology department of a major university? Why is the sky blue? Molina snapped. How the hell should I know? We know why the sky is blue, McFerguson murmured, a slight smile on his bearded face. Rayleigh scattering, said the young woman on the other side of the table. The question remains, McFerguson said in a voice loud enough to silence the others, that you received an anonymous message that led you directly to the specimens you discovered, and no one else has been able to find anything similar. And no one else has tested your specimens, said the woman on Molina's left. Seething, Molina hissed, Are you suggesting that I faked my findings? I am suggesting, she said, unfazed by his red-faced anger, that you allow us to independently test your specimens. It's possible to make an honest mistake, Bishop Danvers said softly, placing a placating hand on Molina's arm. Look at Percival Lowell, spending his life seeing canals on Mars that didn't exist. Or the first announcement of pulsar planets. McFerguson said gently, No one is impugning your honesty, Dr. Molina. But we can't be certain of your results until they are checked by a third party. Surely you understand that. Reluctantly, Molina nodded. Yes, of course. I'm sorry I got so excited. Everyone around the table seemed to relax, ease back in their chairs. But, Molina added, pointing straight at McFerguson, I want to be present when the tests are made. Certainly, McFerguson agreed. I see no problem with that. Do any of you? No one objected. Very well, then. We can test the rocks tomorrow. Dr. Baines here is the best man for the job, don't you agree? Molina nodded. I will attend the procedure myself, McFerguson said almost jovially. With you, Dr. Molina. Molina nodded again and muttered, Thank you, through gritted teeth. Goethe Base. You've got to help me, Victor Molina said, his voice trembling slightly. You've got to. Dante Alexios sat stiffly in his straight-backed chair and struggled to keep any emotion from showing on his face. I have to help you. None of the others will. You're the only one who can. The two men were in Alexios's bare little office. Molina was on his feet, pacing like a caged animal back and forth. Alexios sat unmoving except for his eyes, which tracked Molina's movements like a predator sizing up its intended victim. Molina paced to the wall, turned around, strode back to the opposite wall, turned again. I've got to find more samples, he blurted. They won't believe me if I don't. I've got to go out on the surface and find more rocks that contain biomarkers. As evenly as he could manage, Alexios said, But the IAA team is looking for samples all over the planet, aren't they? They've stopped us from doing any further activities. The IAA team? McFerguson and his academics, a bunch of incompetent fools. They sit up there safe and comfortable in their ship and send teleoperated rovers to snoop around the surface for them. Virtual reality is a powerful tool, Alexios goaded. Standing in front of him, bending over so that their noses nearly touched, Molina cried, They won't allow me to use their VR system. I let them examine my rocks, but they won't let me touch their equipment. It's not fair. Alexios slowly rose to his feet, forcing Molina to back off a few steps. And that's why you've come to me. You have tractors sitting here at the base doing nothing. Let me borrow one. I've got to get out there and find more specimens. Alexios's oddly irregular face slowly curled into a lopsided smile. It's against safety regulations for anyone to go out on a tractor alone. Molina's already flushed face turned darker. Before he could say anything, though, Alexios added, So I'll go out with you. You will? Molina seemed about to jump for joy. With a self-deprecating little shrug, Alexios said, I have little else to do, thanks to the IAA. He could have said, Thanks to you. But Molina never thought of that possibility. Instead, he asked, When? How soon? As soon as you're ready. I'm ready now. In truth, it took more than a day for Molina to be ready. He shuttled back up to Himawari to gather the equipment he wanted, and by then it was time for dinner, so he spent the night aboard Yamagata's torch ship with his wife. Alexios slept in his quarters alone, trying not to think of Molina in bed with Lara. He slept very little, and when he did, his dreams were monstrous. Molina arrived at the base early the next morning with four crates of equipment. Alexios hid his amusement and walked him to the garage where the base's tractors were housed. A baggage cart trundled behind them on spongy little wheels, faithfully following the miniature beacon Alexios had clipped to his belt. The garage was empty and quiet. Mr. Yamagata came in here just